Wayne Pond is here with the word of the day. Word up, Wayne. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I just hear you say, let's see, how did you put it, Ron, that during Aaron's show he gets so much rain? That, did you just say he's all wet? Is that what I heard?
No, that's not what I said at all.
What I thought.
I just said it rains a lot on his show.
You would never say that, would you?
No, boy? Heck no.
All right. All right, Nikki, Ron, we've been doing words that are strange little words. We did ought, and we did borg. I can't even pronounce it now.
Borborygmus.
Yeah. Borborygmus. Let's not go back to that one. Here's one you're just going to love. Dearth. D as in dog. D-E-A-R-T-H. Pretty simple. D-E-A-R-T-H. Dearth. It is a noun. Comes from Old English, meaning something which is scarce or precious or dear in the sense of hard to find. A dearth is scarcity, in other words, that, there's a dearth of this or that. Shall we say a dearth of certain high-minded qualities as we look north, but we won't go down that road this morning. How about an inadequate supply, another meaning for dearth? There's your word of the day. Are you familiar with this one, guys? Have you heard it before?
Yeah, I have.
Sure.
I have. I've experienced a lot of dearth in my life.
My wallet is right now.
A dearth of money, right?
Yeah. All right.
Dearth of diplomacy.
Ron, perfect. You've struck the exact note that we're looking for, a dearth of diplomacy. I love it.
Exactly.
If you write that down, put it up on the wall so that everybody will see it all day long, okay?
All righty.
I'm going to put it in my phone so I can keep up with it.
All right.
And we all know how many times he's lost his phone.
True that. Hey, Wayne, thanks, buddy.
The dearth of phones. There it is. Okay. Talk to you in the morning. Take care. Bye-bye.